From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all his fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues a message called The Spirit of Adoption, the 10th in a series of messages dealing with Romans chapter 8. The text is verses 15 through 18, in which the Apostle Paul shows that having delivered believers from condemnation through the sacrifice of Christ, the Holy Spirit brings them into the liberty of God's adopted sons and assures them that by adopting them, God bestows upon them glorious rights and privileges. Even as adopted children are legitimate participants in all of the privileges of natural-born children, so those whom God adopts enjoy not only such a legal standing, but they become joint heirs with Christ because of their union with Him. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, we invite you to enjoy this brief devotional thought found in C.H. Spurgeon's collection called Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Always Growing. The text is found in John chapter 1 and verse 50. Thou shalt see greater things than these. This is spoken to a childlike believer who was ready to accept Jesus as the Son of God, the King of Israel, upon one convincing piece of argument. Those who are willing to see shall see. It is because we shut our eyes that we become so sadly blind. We have seen much already. Great things and unsearchable has the Lord showed unto us, for which we praise His name. But there are greater truths in His Word, greater depths of experience, greater heights of fellowship, greater works of usefulness, greater discoveries of power and love and wisdom. These we are yet to see if we are willing to believe our Lord. The faculty of inventing false doctrine is ruinous, but power to see the truth is a blessing. Heaven shall be opened to us, the way thither shall be made clear to us in the Son of Man, and the angelic commerce which goes on between the upper and lower kingdoms shall be made more manifest to us. Let us keep our eyes open toward spiritual objects and expect to see more and more. Let us believe that our lives will not dribble down into nothing, but that we shall be always on the growing hand, seeing greater and still greater things, till we behold the great God Himself, and never again lose the sight of Him.
Sometimes a wise surprises the Christian while he sees. It is the
Shining.
Do you have a desire to study the Bible, but you're not really sure how to go about it? Several ministers of the Free Presbyterian Church, including Dr. Alan Cairns, have produced a brief but very helpful brochure called 10 Commandments of Bible Study, which will help you to gain much blessing from your time in the Holy Scriptures. The method is designed to help believers achieve a comprehensive knowledge of the chapter contents of the Scriptures and to enable them to use that knowledge to guide and quicken them in their personal prayer lives. For a free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study, simply email ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Increase your knowledge of God's Word by requesting your free copy of 10 Commandments of Bible Study.
My old church in Ballymoney had its 41st annual missionary weekend. It was always a very precious time, and it continues to be so to this day. Among the people who were taking part was a number of men who were being cared for in a home in Dublin, in south of Ireland, a home that's run by some American believers with whom our churches are working and cooperating. These men have one thing in common. They were all desperately addicted to drugs. And each one of them has come to a saving knowledge of Christ. But each of those men stood up. And the overwhelming testimony was, we cannot understand why God would love people like us and save us by His grace. I want to tell you, the Holy Spirit, when He brings a man or a woman to Christ, He leads them into liberty. I wonder tonight, are you Christ's free man? You may never have been on drugs or drink. Still a slave to passion, lust, and pride, the devil's sin, and all that goes with them. I wonder, are you Christ's free man tonight, set at liberty by the application of the blood of Christ's redemption? The Holy Spirit leads believers into liberty. And then as we continue through the end of verse 15 into verse 16, we see that the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit of adoption, witnesses to believers that they're in God's family. We cry by the Spirit of adoption, we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself, in English we would say the Spirit Himself. This is one of those occasions where the translators are trying to be so exact to the original language. In Greek, the word Spirit is a neuter noun, and therefore they put itself. But we would say the Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. By the Spirit of adoption, we cry, Abba, Father. Now, the word Abba is an Aramaic word. So if you want to show your linguistic skill and the scope of the languages you can speak, you can add Arabic now or Aramaic now. You can say Abba. The word Father in the Greek text is a Greek word. They both mean the same thing. They both mean Father. And when you bring them both together, the idea is one of intensity and of assurance. By the Spirit of adoption, with great intensity, with deep emotion. This is not something just rolling off the end of the tongue in some meaningless jargon. The Holy Spirit is so witnessing to the heart that from the depths of the soul, with deep intensity and with wonderful assurance, we lift our eyes to the God of glory and we cry, Father! We so stand related to God. The Jews, when they pray, most frequently speak of Him and to Him as King of the universe. Thank God He is that. Creator, upholder, and King of it all. When you listen to the written prayers of the liturgical churches, most often they are sounding forth very sonorously about Almighty God. And He is Almighty God. He is the All-Powerful. But oh, when you put together all that the Bible says about the person and the perfections of the Triune God, and you think of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, those are intra-Trinitarian descriptions, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We, as it were, are standing on the outside and we are beholding something of the majestic beauty and glory and perfection of the eternal God. But now the Holy Spirit comes as the Spirit of adoption and He so witnesses within our heart and He so brought us to Christ and then to all that's in Christ, that we lift our hearts. He is the King of the universe. He is the Almighty. He is all this that the Bible says He is. But we can say He's our Father. Abba, Father. Abba. It's a term that's sanctified because it's the term that fell from the lips of our Savior as He addressed His Father in the depths of His suffering. Abba, Father. The Jews restricted the use of that term, that Aramaic term. It was a term that no one but a free man could use. Slaves throughout the Roman Empire, and you've got to remember that there were more slaves than free men. Slaves would refer to their masters as father. Pater. But the Jews would not allow a slave to use the word Abba. That belongs alone on the lips of free men. And therefore, it is peculiarly and particularly apt for justified people. We come to the God of glory and we cry, Abba, Father. This is what the Holy Spirit witnesses to God's people. He witnesses to them that they are in the family of God. Now, too often, I think people seek assurance on the wrong basis. I can't read hearts and minds, but I'd be willing to say that there are people in this meeting tonight, and you have struggled with the matter of assurance. And you're perhaps still struggling with the matter of assurance. And you might have been up and down the same aisle 2 or 3 or 4 or 50 times looking for assurance. And you've prayed the same prayer and expecting this time it'll work, this time it'll take. Usually people are looking for this assurance on the wrong basis. They're looking within. And then they're asking the Holy Ghost to speak to them. As if they're going to hear this voice out of heaven that says, yes, you're all right. You're in. And of course, if that did happen, next week you'd be thinking, well, what was that, my imagination? Was that the voice of God? Was that the devil trying to trick me? You know, you'd go over the whole thing again. The witness of the Holy Spirit always takes us back to Christ. The witness of the Holy Spirit always brings us back to what Jesus Christ did and what we have as a result, and especially to the truth, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. The witness of the Spirit is always, first of all, a gospel witness, and secondly, what the Holy Ghost has to say, He says in this book. Never forget that. This book is the word and witness of the Spirit of God. Now, the power and the personal application of the witness of the Spirit of God lies in His work in the heart. And that work He sets out in this chapter. For example, there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. I said a moment ago, the Holy Spirit gives liberty. Now, Christians are not perfect. They're not sinless. They're not incapable of falling. But they're changed people. They're changed people. They're new creatures. They enjoy a liberty that they didn't have before. They have a conscience they didn't have before. They have a freedom from the tyranny of sin that they didn't have before. The flesh is now an intruder. It is not the monarch. You go ahead in Romans chapter 8 and look at verse 4. Again, it speaks of the righteousness of the law being fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh but after the Spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. To be carnally minded is death. That is, to be minding the things of the flesh is death. means you're not saved. To be minding the things of the Spirit. Spiritually minded is life and peace. For the mind of the flesh is enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Here's where the Spirit comes witnessing to you. You're still in the body. But if you're saved, you're not in the flesh. You're attacked by flesh. You're still in the body. This body can be so easily transformed into an instrument of all sorts of evil. But in every Christian, there is a new principle. There's a new living principle. There's a new king in residence. There's a new governing force in residence. So the Holy Spirit points you back. Look at what Christ has done. Look at what He's done for you. And I'm telling you, says the Spirit of God, there is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. You can cry, Abba, Father. For, as we read verse 16, the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit. How does He do that? Through the gospel. Through the Bible. Through the conviction of heart as you're before God. This is not something that you wrap up in a little box and put a pink bow around it and say, "Here, I'm presenting you with the gift of assurance." No, no. The Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. The third thing the Holy Spirit, as the Spirit of adoption, does is that He shows believers the property they possess in Christ. Verse 17, if we're children, then we're heirs. We're heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. It's one of the most amazing statements in all the Bible. We're children of God. We're adopted into the family of God. But Paul's saying, I want you to stop and see what that means. This is a text that's written against the background of Roman law. Every person who read this would be aware of what the law said about this matter of adoption. And when one was adopted into the family, the result was that all the benefits and all the blessings that that family, that father would have to give, the inheritance, legally belonged to that adopted child. And Paul is saying that you're children of God. The Holy Ghost is witnessing. You're crying, Abba, Father. What does that mean? Well, if you're children, then you're the heirs of God. Legally, you have a right. That sounds to be very strong language. But that's what the meaning is. You're heirs of God. You're the legal heirs of the God of glory. Heirs of God. And then he goes even further and he makes this astounding statement. You are joint heirs. The Greek text simply is the word that gives us the word equal. It's equal heirs. You're standing on the very same footing as the Lord Jesus Christ with him equally. Heirs of God. If the Bible didn't say it, we'd be afraid to say it. But that's what the Bible says. In other words, as children of God, we stand to inherit our Father's vast estate in and with the Lord Jesus Christ.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.